Hello everyone. So I'm Everest. My call sign is F5OEO. I will show and demonstrate what we have done with Open Research Institute. So I'm part of the team. I'm not the specialist of this project, but I will try to explain this in more details. So it's about space and terrestrial communication, and especially a modem. So what is Open Voice? Well, it's an open source digital voice protocol. It's designed to be bandwidth constrained, and it could be used on terrestrial or satellite communication. This project is done by a lot of people around the world. Why we develop this kind of new modem? Well, there is no really high quality voice communication. As we mainly want to use the FCC or the spectrum, radio spectrum on until UHF. We need to be less than 25 kilohertz. So in this particular modem and modulation, we are above that, and we can have more quality with that. What's important is that it's a free implementable protocol, so it's completely open source. We have already demonstrated in summer 2025, and on the last meeting we have succeeded in transmitting over the air voice and data. So who is Open Research Institute? Well, it's a foundation based in US with volunteers which are about, well, all around the world. There is a lot of projects on this foundation. Two years ago, I used personally DVB-S2 FPGA IP, which allowed to, for example, to broadcast on QO100, which is a geostationary satellite. And well, I use the IP, open source IP, FPGA DVB-S2. So it could be DVB-S2, it could be, well, there is projects like RF Bitbanger, which is more electronic cards, and but it could, the Open Research Institute also use regulatory works, so with the FCC in US. You can find all the details on the link which is there. So what this? Well, it's built around a 16 kilobits Opus voice codec, and with this Opus codec, we have a superior voice quality compared to other. So the voice quality is good, and it can be mixed also with data, so packets. Imagine you can chat and send audio at the same time. Generally, we have some packet protocol and we have some audio protocol. And with this Opus protocol, we can mix the both. So about the voice quality, I don't have the samples here, but you can reach them with these links. We compare audio quality of several codecs. There is a whole presentation here on YouTube. Please don't go there, because it's a spoiler, as the presentation is quite the same as this day. So the what's the architecture of this protocol? Well, we need first a 40 millisecond fixed frame length. Why? But it's a best practice for Opus Codec in order to have a low latency and quality and less overhead. In order to modulate it, we use the minimum shift keying modulation. So as we have 16 kilobits codec, we have now 45.2 bit rate, which is MSK, sorry. So we have a tone separation of 27.1 kilohertz. So we have an internal, a bandwidth constant envelope. So the main spectrum